so 20 minutes would be perfect.
Oh, sweet. Okay. I have one quick question.
Tom LeBeau.
Hi, Tom. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm helping out Jeremiah on your file. How are you doing?
Awesome. Sorry for just hanging up on you. I was trying to get rid of the other call and didn't know what to do there.
Oh, I didn't call you. I just called your office and they said you weren't in. You didn't hang up on me.
All right. Cool.
No. Don't worry. And I think you initially worked with Chris here a while back, correct?
I did. Good old Chris. He's no longer with the company?
He's no longer here, but he's a super nice guy, actually. I was one of his supervisors. Really, really good person. Really smart guy.
Yeah.
I actually spoke to him a few weeks ago. So I'm working on your file here, and I just wanted to go over some basic options. I was hoping you had about 2 or 3 minutes.
I do. I'm in the car. I've got 40 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So, Jeremiah, I think the gist of your transaction is that you're kind of in expansion mode, and I just want to confirm this equipment is going to the One St. John's Medical Park Drive. Is that the correct address? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Since you're a Bank of Cardiff customer, I want to give you a few basic options and then kind of get your feedback. So you're approved, and here's the two basic options. The first option would be doing this with, we can go up to 60 months. Do you have a payment in mind, or are you trying to do this over short-term, long-term? I'm not sure what your needs are.
Well, so here's what we just had a meeting with one of our potential business partners. We're adding practitioners. And
okay.
This neuropathy thing is expanding quickly.
Okay.
So we need more machines because we don't have enough space for the machines. To give you an idea, one machine will treat a person for 1 hour. So we're limited in how many people we can treat.
Okay.
But, these treatment protocols are quite profitable, so we are, adding machines as quickly as we can. Now we're looking at, in the next months, we're looking at adding locations as well.
Okay.
So that kind of gives you an idea that I may be coming back to you and say, hey, I need 3 more machines or 5 more machines or we're opening another location. We need, we'll probably do 3 or 4 machines in a location.
Okay.
Maybe 5. So,
gotcha.
I don't know if that answers the question, but I will. So that's
it. Does it?
And the other part of the answer is there any prepayment penalty? Since it's a lease, it's a lease, right? It's X amount of dollars. Doesn't matter.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to offer you a finance agreement. It keeps things a lot cleaner for documentation purposes. The reason behind that is if your vendor does a lease, they have to bill us, get a tax resale certificate, ship to you, and sometimes these vendors are easy to work with. Sometimes it can be a nightmare and you can jump through hoops. So we're going to keep it simple, do an equipment finance agreement with a fixed payment schedule. Now, you are 100% correct in that there's really no discount for paying these off early that anyone can guarantee. Sometimes does it happen? Yes, it does, but there's nothing we can promise. It's a fixed payment schedule. I've got you into some really strong approval programs, though, and let me give you some ideas of kind of what your pricing would be. There's two ways for us to present this, and do you have a monthly payment goal in mind that you're trying to meet for this purchase?
Not really.
Okay.
So I would probably look at a couple of different options.
Okay.
Realizing that if I enroll one patient, that's a $5,000-$6,000 enrollment.
Okay.
So,
and that's per that's like a fee you charge up front, or is that per year?
No, it's a 12-week program, and so that's an upfront fee.
Okay.
So my point is we don't need to do a volume of business in order to make our payment, that's for sure.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're pretty busy and got a lot of things on your plate right now, correct?
That's why we need more machines.
Gotcha. So here's the approval that I'd like to offer you. It's pretty flexible and fast, and let me just go over it. So our traditional program, which we can offer you, is what's called a first and last payment due at signing. So you prepay your first and last payments regardless of term. So if you're doing 36 months, you get 34 remaining. If you're doing 60 months, you get 58 remaining. And that means we'd send you out documents, you'd sign them in wet ink, you'd send them back to us. However, there's another program I have for you that I think is not just, that is a great program, but this is even better because you're an existing client. We only really offer this to existing clients, which is called Fax to Fund. So you don't have to trace down FedExes, you don't have to, you know, send originals, and most importantly, the payment and the cost of funds is even lower. The only kind of caveat on this program is it goes up to officially about $110,000. So rather than you putting your first and last payment due at a signing, to kind of, since your machines are about $118,500, you would have a first payment due at signing to us as $8,500. That would include your first full month, and then 59 remaining payments, or 35 remaining payments, and so on and so forth. So as long as you're comfortable writing a check, which it's basically a give and take. If you're writing a check for a few grand more than a first and last, you even get a better deal. So let me give you some options on that program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to stretch this out for the longest term possible, which is 5 years, and we're going to let you set your rate and work backwards, you'd be looking at 59 remaining payments of $2,475.
Okay.
If you wanted to do something over, say, and I'm just going to work backwards, over 47 remaining payments, you're looking at $29.99. So we're going to call it $3,000 even.
Okay.
3 years, you're looking at $38.86. And 23 remaining payments, you're looking at $5,704. Do you mind if I kind of give you my feedback and my suggestion?
Sure.
All right. So you've got a rapidly expanding business. I'm sure there's going to be tons of needs you have. I know you also currently have a working capital loan with us, correct?
With you guys? No.
You do not have a working capital loan with us.
Nope.
Did you have one in the past?
Had one in the past. Yep.
And that's paid it off? Okay. So
yeah, 2015 we did that.
Okay. And by the way, as an FYI, we have some lower rates on these programs now, so if that's something you're looking for, feel free to give us a holler.
Okay.
So one question I did have is this. You do have a loan with a company. I see, maybe I'm wrong, there's a NewLogic loan. Is that correct?
Yep.
And let's see. Is your payment a weekly payment?
No. It's a daily payment based on credit card sales.
Oh, okay. So you have an MC. And I think... did we arrange that loan in the past, or is that through someone else?
No, it's through someone else.
Okay. You know, we know it's a competitive environment. I used to really be on the sales side, and we have... My customers, like, I get 10 calls a day. So, without mincing words, I like NewLogic. I like their MCA program. But I'll let you know that we give more money and cheaper rates, and it's fixed, so that's something that appeals to you. Both, and we also do have some killer MCAs, but that's something we could potentially help you out with. Also, we don't require refinancing of MCAs, so if you're looking for additional capital without paying them off, that's something we can do for you as well. But here would be my thoughts. You're always looking to borrow the cheapest money for the longest period of time, and you're always looking to pay the most expensive money off over the shortest period of time. Working capital loans tend to be more expensive than equipment financing. I would probably think the most appropriate term here is probably a four-year term. The reason why is you mentioned that, hey, is there a prepayment penalty? You kind of have to think a step ahead. That means you have the intention potentially of paying this off early. So probably a four-year term is the way for you to go. I think anything shorter than that, though, we're more than happy to do it. I just think if you start talking about a two-year term, you know, that's a pretty big payment to manage. And so I'd probably suggest 4 years. That's just my thought.
So you're thinking at least four, but you could go 5 years.
I could go five. It's a killer program. Like I said, the only little kind of thing is you're having to write a slightly larger check, but it's Fax to Fund. It's a reduced cost of funding. And on 4 years, you're looking at $3,000 even. And on 5 years, you're looking at $2,475. So It's just whatever. If you feel more comfortable with a payment a little under $2,500 or a payment under about $3,000.
Right. Okay.
I can just to give you the numbers. I think the numbers are what makes the most sense. So the difference in payback, I don't think it's much. It's probably pennies on the dollar. So let's do this. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm just running these numbers. Just to give you the math, you're paying about 5 to 6 grand more by having the money out longer, a little longer than a year. So another year. So the difference in payback is about, I can give you the exact numbers. Give me a second. It's, I think, $5,025.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if I pay it off sooner, there's no discount.
Yeah, there's no discount because the funds are so cheap already. Working capital loans tend to have these discounts because you're on the hook, just like working, like your MCA, you're responsible for all the remaining payments. People will sometimes cut a small discount for paying off early, but what we're doing is we're literally just giving the discount up front. So if you get a discount for, if you can pay it off early and, you know, there is no promises, these are non-cancelable agreements, so I don't think you'd get a discount, but we're just doing the discount up front instead of the discount on the back end.
Got it. Okay. I'm thinking that 60 months.
Okay.
Unless you have some other program that has something like 90-day no payment. I don't know if you have a program like that.
We do have a program which does 90-day deferred. With your specific approval, I wouldn't be comfortable futzing with it because I think once you go there, it becomes overtly complicated, and we want to make sure that you're getting the lowest cost of funds regardless. But I do have one of, and I hope you don't think we're like pushing off your business. If that's what you need to close your deal, I'll ask for it. I just don't think it's appropriate in this situation. But I can do actually one other thing on this program that might actually appeal to you. So here's another option. We can split the difference. So if you're trying to, we can actually do any term length. I can give you a 55-month or a, I can give you a 55-month term. So 4 years is 48 payments. 5 years is 60. I can give you 53 remaining payments. So that would just give you an idea. If we funded the transaction today or say tomorrow, your first payment would start on the 15th. So you'd have a small interim rent period between the day we find in the 15th, then your first payment would cover July 15th to August 15th, and you'd have a total of 53 remaining payments. The payment on that is $2,707, so you're looking at $2,707.93, actually to be exact, so it's right in the middle. To answer your question about the 90-day deferred, I can do an approval where you're having first and last payment due at signing, but the reason I feel this approval is stronger is it's saving you more money in the long run. And it's one of those things where, just to give you kind of the numbers, and I can give you these numbers as well, it's really important. So, to kind of give you an apples-to-apples comparison, let me give you that as well. Give me 1 second here. So to give you the same kind of pricing, let's go over this.
Hey, Ruben.
Yeah.
I am just about to go into an area where I might lose you.
Okay, I appreciate a heads up.
Yeah, I'll be back in my office in about 20 to 30 minutes, so.
Okay.
If you lose you, maybe you can summarize.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what I would do is...
an email.
I'd actually, what I would like to do is, I'd like to call your vendor, have them finalize invoice how I need it to read, and send you the documents for you to review. But just to give you an idea, if you're willing to put, let's just give you an example. So the standard approval, first and last due at signing. So about $5,400. You're looking at a difference of $3,000. Not a huge difference. Well, how much do you save by putting some skin in the game? Well, you save, your payment is about... it's about $250 cheaper. So you're going to save about $15,000 over the life of the term. And what I would think is the best, I would tell you this. I would probably do 5 years. I'd like to get you a contract out for 5 years so you can review the documents, walk you through them. And then if we need to adjust any term or change programs, we can. But at least I can get you documents to review. Would that work for you?
Yep. Let's do it.
Yes. Let me get you documents out.
Yeah, give them to me in the next 20 minutes. I'll be back in my office, and I'll call you guys right back.
Okay, and I'll make them.
Right?
We are. So let me see if I can get. They might maybe 20 minutes. It'll probably be an hour, but give me about an hour, and I can order these up, and I'll call you to go over them, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Yep, bye-bye.